A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sen. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar. That's the display department. With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
You are just number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 22. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television, and this is our second bonus episode. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Hello.
In addition to making this our second bonus episode, this is also the first time we're doing an unedited episode, so we'll see how this works. What we want to talk about here are a bunch of the upcoming remakes of British sci-fi shows and shows that are similar to sci-fi, because there have been a number of things that have been announced relatively recently or in the past while that are either potential remakes that they're looking at or are pretty certain that they will be remaking these shows.
So the first one to talk about that's been in the news recently is Blake 7, which Brian and Xander covered in British Invaders episodes 10 and 11. And Blake 7 has been, like some of these shows, has been on and off for a remake for several years. A lot of the remakes have had Paul Darrow, who played Avon in the original series, sort of penciled in or involved in some way. But more recently, we've had some more definitive news, which came out in April, when the British satellite TV company Sky One announced that they had commissioned a remake. And you've probably seen all the details on the internet, because it certainly made all the news sites. It was on the BBC, and I think it was up on the slices of sci-fi postings. And I think that's about it as far as it goes at the moment for details. We haven't heard much more. Sky One announced that they'd commissioned two pilot shows, but since then I've heard that they've now commissioned 6 episodes in the remake. We haven't heard any sort of definite news about casting yet, although I know in the fan communities there's a lot of talk about, particularly some of the people who've been in the audio spin-offs of Blake 7 over the years. Two names, particularly Derek Riddell and Colin Salmon, who play Blake and Avon in some of the audio productions, have been mentioned. But I think that's just rumour and speculation at the moment.
That's right. This one has a lot of potential to it. The original series was very good, but is dated in a lot of ways now. And there are a lot of elements that could be drawn out to work very well in a new remake. The company behind it, Sky One, has actually put a fair chunk of money into the Battlestar Galactica remake in the States. And there has been some comment, both from within and without Sky, that they wanted to put some money into domestic British programming. And we'll see what happens with it. A lot of us are hopeful because there is so much potential here.
Yeah.
Another remake that is planned is Survivors. This was a 1970s TV series that we haven't covered on British Invaders, but we did talk about it a little bit when we covered Day of the Triffids. And it was a post-apocalyptic series that dealt with what people did when society had been wiped out by a plague. And the BBC made it originally. Terry Nation, who also created Blake 7 and the Daleks for Doctor Who, for that matter, Terry Nation is the creator of Survivors, and they have secured the rights, and BBC will be doing a remake starting this fall. There is some casting news on this one, including Freema Agyeman and Patterson Joseph as Jenny and Greg, who are quite pivotal in the original version. And I think that bodes well, because I never would have thought of these people in those roles. But now that I hear it, I think it's pretty good casting. And they appeared, Freema Agyeman, in Doctor Who, of course. And Patterson Joseph has been in a number of British sci-fi programs, ranging from Jekyll to Neverwhere to Doctor Who. So there's definitely some interesting things happening as far as Survivors goes.
And as you say, it's a great cast they've announced, and it really seems to be happening, that one. That's the most definitive, I think, of the remake announcements at the moment. Next up is The Prisoner from the 1960s, which again is another serial that we haven't talked about on British Invaders as of yet. This is sort of the cult of cults in a way, The Prisoner. This was a very strange series from the 60s with a huge following, which starred Patrick McGoohan and was... it was a sort of secret agent, but it had science fiction elements and paranoid conspiracy elements to it. It's a really interesting show. Now, The Prisoner has been, has been on off for a remake or a sequel for years, and there's been talk of movies and all sorts of rumours been going around. And it was, again, I think Sky One, the satellite channel, and Granada TV had a quite recent sort of proposal, which was going around, I think, in 2006 and 2007 to produce a remake. And there were some rumours that Christopher Eccleston, who was the Ninth Doctor, was going to play The Prisoner. And then there was rumours that it would be an American actor and it would be an American remake. And then last year, I think Sky One pulled out, saying that they didn't want to do an American remake because they thought it was such a British show and that the American version would just take liberties with the original concept. But again, quite recently, we've had the British broadcasting company ITV stepping in last October and saying that they're going to be doing a remake, a six-part series. And I think that's about to go into production. But again, we've not heard any firm casting decisions. There's been an American actor called James Cavazel linked to the part. But again, that's been dismissed as rumour. But it looks like that one's happening. We just don't know any more details.
We'll see what happens. That could be interesting. It would be a challenge to recreate the tone of the original because it was so very bizarre. There are a couple of American remakes of British shows that are planned. One is The 11th Hour. This was a British TV show that was not exactly science fiction, but it was considered science-based. It was like a detective series where all of the problems and the things that were being investigated were related to science. So there were people who were abusing science or various things like this that were involved. And they made a total of four slightly over 1 hour episodes in about 2005. And they starred Patrick Stewart. They were pretty good. And there is a plan that there's going to be an American remake of this that will star Rufus Sewell. So, another British actor. I don't know if we'll be doing a British accent or an American accent for this one. But it could be an interesting one for sure. I thought the biggest drawback of The 11th Hour was that they only had the four episodes, and it would have been interesting to see more of what they could have done with it. It had Patrick Stewart as Ian Hood, who was a government science advisor, and he was acting as a sort of detective. It was quite a good series, so it will be interesting to see what they do with this one, if they actually do it.
Yeah, I haven't seen the original yet. It's on my pile to be watched, but it sounds very interesting. Also up soon, and this one is definitely happening, is Life on Mars, the American remake. Life on Mars is one of the most popular TV shows over in Britain in the last few years, which has the concept of a modern-day detective in the police force being involved in a car accident and somehow getting thrown back in time to 1973 and, again, having to continue his work as a detective, but in the 1973 setting. So we get lots of quite fun stuff about the difference between modern police work and the 1970s, much more rough and ready police work. And there's the sort of vague science fiction element, which is the time travel element. And as I said, that was very popular over here, and it's been picked up for an American remake by the ABC channel. And I know that the pilot has been made already, and that's due, I think, to start in September on American television. And strangely enough, they've cast two Irish actors in the lead roles. The part of Sam Tyler, the detective who gets thrown back in time, is going to be played by Jason O'Mara. And then the very rough and ready detective that he works with in 1973, the character called Gene Hunt, is going to be played by the Irish actor Colm Meaney, who was Chief O'Brien in the Star Trek The Next Generation, and I think in Deep Space Nine. But they're both going to be playing American detectives, so they're going to be doing American accents, which is a bit of a puzzle as to why they didn't cast American actors, but it's just one of these things they seem to do. I suspect it may have something to do with the Hugh Laurie effect with, what's the name of the medical show? House. Yes, they're trying to recreate the Hugh Laurie effect, I think.
Well, it should be interesting to see what they do with it.
Yeah. And you can actually, the trailer for that is already out on the internet. You can watch the trailer for The American Life on Mars already and give you an idea of what's going on with that one. So with all these remakes, the question, Brian, is which one of those has got you most excited? Which one are you looking forward to the most?
Well, it's a bit of a toss-up between Blake 7 and Survivors. I'm, in principle, more interested in Blake 7. I'd love to see a good remake of that, but my hopes are now a little higher for Survivors, having seen that great cast list they have for it. I'm looking forward to both, but maybe now it's Survivors is my number one.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'd pick Survivors out of that bunch as the one that looks most interesting. And as you say, fantastic cast announced, and it looks to be definitely happening. And also the Survivor series, you know, such an interesting concept, and I remember it from the 70s sort of vaguely, and I'm really looking forward to seeing it again, but in the modern version.
Yes, it was very character-based, and that may work now. That's has been coming back into style.
Plus, they'll also, I suspect, the pace will pick up a little bit more, because I have seen some of the 70s episodes again, and they do have that 70s pacing, so some of them are a bit slow. And I suspect with people like Patterson Joseph and the rest of the cast, they'll pick it up a bit more now.
Yes. Well, Patterson Joseph talks at about 100 words a minute, so that should help speed things up.
He doesn't do slow pacing, does he?
Okay, good stuff. We also have a few errata here. We made a few mistakes in the last few episodes, so let's just cover those. In our Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy episode, we mentioned that John Lloyd was an executive producer. That's not right. He was actually an associate producer of the Hitchhiker's TV show. So just to set things right, that was what he did. And also in Hitchhiker's, I made a comment about how Ford and Arthur were dumped out of an airlock as the cliffhanger at the end of an episode, and that wasn't exactly true either. It was in the middle of the episode, not the end of the episode. It did happen in that episode, but it was in the middle,
and it was a cliffhanger. We didn't have to wait a week for it to be resolved.
That's right.
I think I also misspoke in the Hitchhiker's episode, because I called Zaphod Beeblebrox President of the Galaxy. No, I called him President of the Universe, but I think his actual title was President of the Galaxy.
That's right.
But I must admit, I get confused with the Galaxy and the Universe in that series.
Fair enough.
But he was President of the Galaxy.
Yes.
And then when we talked about Robin of Sherwood, I talked about the actor who played Little John, Clive Mantle, and how he played the nuclear man in Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. And as I think I posted on the blog, it was my brother who pointed out to me that actually I'd got that wrong. Because the actor who played the nuclear man in the film was an actor called Mark Pillow, who you probably remember looks like he should have been in a 1980s rock band. What actually happened was that Clive Mantle did film scenes as the first nuclear man, but they never made it to the final film. They were left on the cutting room floor. And I think you can watch them on the deleted scenes on the DVD release. And you can certainly watch them on YouTube, which is, I think, where I'd seen them and got confused. If you've seen the clips on YouTube, and if you're familiar with the Superman comics, you'll know that Clive Mantle's doing a version of the Bizarro character. But anyway, he wasn't actually in the film version of Superman 4.
And I'm not sure that he would have helped for that film.
No, but my bad, I got it wrong.
Okay, I think that takes care of that. We have some feedback as well. A number of people have written in requesting shows that they would like us to cover, and that's great. We've had several requests for various Gerry Anderson shows, like Space 1999 and some of the Super Marionation shows from Gerry Anderson, like Captain Scarlet and those sorts of things.
Yes, I mean, we've had, as Brian says, we've had email, which is great to get email. And I know that we've had Merlin email us about Space 1999. And Daniel emailed us about Captain Scarlet and Joe 90 and Stingray, some of the Supermarination stuff. So that's all certainly all interesting suggestions. We also had an email from Joe, who sent us quite a long list of shows that Joe would like us to cover. Amongst the shows on his list were Children of the Stones and Torchwood, a series called Strange, and another very famous 1970s science fiction show called The Tomorrow People. So they're all suggestions we've received.
And we've also had suggestions for things like Artemis 81, Ultraviolet, Changes, and Noah's Castle. So there's lots of variety in here in what people have suggested.
Absolutely. And the Artemis 81, that's interesting because we've had an email from Mike in the UK who wants us to cover it, but also wants us to explain it to him. And as I've now watched Artemis 81... I'm not quite sure I'm up to that job yet, but I know it's on your list, Brian.
Well, it'll be an interesting challenge to figure that one out, I guess.
Yeah. So some of the shows that people have emailed us about, some of them are certainly on our schedule, and we'll be getting to some of those as we go along. We do have a list of shows that we want to cover, which we're sort of announcing as we go along, really, I think.
Yeah, we will cover lots of these things that were mentioned. Some of them are on our schedule already, some are not. We'll try to get to lots of those for sure. One thing I should mention, and I think the only really recent show that was mentioned was Torchwood. Shows that are still in production are usually things that we don't cover. Just because if we do a discussion about a show that they're still making, well, a year later there's another season, and then our show isn't very current anymore and is a little out of date because we don't cover the newest stuff. So it's nice to cover things that have already finished up, because then we can get something that covers everything they did rather than everything they did up to a certain point in the middle. So that's our reasoning there. And that's why we haven't been doing a lot of things that are really very recent. And also, we just find the older shows are often really interesting and have a great style to them, so we tend to focus on those.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the only show that's still in production that we have covered on British Invaders was Doctor Who, which yeah, yourself and Xander covered. But I mean, you can't ignore Doctor Who, really. It's the elephant in the room of British science fiction, isn't it?
That's right. And when we covered it, we really covered the classic series and then everything related to it. We didn't do a show specifically on the new series.
The new version, no. I think the other thing is, you know, we probably won't do shows that are still in production. There's some of those shows which have very limited availability, and they're very difficult. Some of them are very difficult to get hold of in any form at all.
Yes.
And
Strange is hard to find these days. It's not that old, but it's hard to find.
Yes, because that hasn't had a release, and some of the others have not had, certainly have not had any form of wide release in any media. So, I mean, we do like to cover shows that can be, you know, can be got hold of in some way fairly easily, and preferably legally, of course.
Not that we always hold to that, but we do try to.
We do try to, yes. Because, I mean, actually, you know, from my own family, from my daughter, we've had a suggestion that we should cover a children's show called Aquila, which is a few years old, and about two school children who discover what they initially think to be an ancient Roman artifact, but it actually turns out to be some form of spaceship. And that was a fun show, but it's not been released on DVD or in any format, so it's difficult to actually discuss that one.
It does make it a little tricky when it's hard for us to get a hold of it, and it's hard for the listeners to get a hold of it if they want to see it as well.
But anyway, I mean, we're very grateful for people emailing us. It's fantastic to get the emails and fantastic to get the suggestions. And you can be assured that certainly some of those are on the list, and we'll be getting to them sooner rather than later.
I think most of them we'll get to eventually. And thanks for all the feedback. It's great to get it when you send it to us.
Yeah.
And if you are wanting to support British Invaders to help us in our quest to get this information to you and to talk about all these different great British shows, tell someone about the podcast. Tell people you know who might be interested about what we're doing. And if you get people listening to us, or better still, if you get people watching British shows they hadn't seen before or thinking about things they hadn't thought about for years, that's great. That's what we want to hear.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it's the old slogan. If you think we're doing something wrong, please tell us. And if you think we're doing something right, please tell someone else.
Exactly.
And perhaps if you get the chance, pop along to the iTunes store and give us a review on iTunes. That would be that would also be fun.
Sure, that would be great. So I think that just about covers it for this bonus episode. After we recorded most of this episode, there was a new announcement about the remake of The Prisoner. The American station AMC and the British station ITV will be collaborating to make a 6-part miniseries of The Prisoner with Ian McKellen as number 2, the villain, and Jim Caviezel as number 6, the protagonist. They plan on paying homage to the original, but also making the new show reflect the current issues instead of the 1960s issues that the original one dealt with. I should also mention that this episode is not entirely unedited, but as Ford Prefect would say, it was mostly unedited. You can reach us at BritishInvaders@gmail.com, and you can find us at www.BritishInvaders.com. And as we said, any feedback you send us there would be great. So, this is Brian from Canada in the British Invaders Studio West, signing off.
So, I'm in British Invaders Studio East, I guess, and this is Eamon in England signing off. Thanks for listening.